and gentlemen, how are you doing today? This is Pastor Carl. I am honored to welcome a distinguished guest to the Voices of Legacy broadcast today on WGTE Public Media, none other than Reverend Dr., my friend, Cedric Brock. I don't know, are you a junior, senior?
No. And it's about time you had me on your show.
He is the pastor of Mount Nebo Baptist Church. This is an interesting gentleman that has a heart for the community. Reverend Brock received his doctorates in counseling some time ago from Metropolitan College of Theology. Reverend Brock also, alongside his supportive wife, and she can sing, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you. First Lady Deborah Brock, they've been in the ministry some time now. What is it, 31 years roughly?
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
We were kids when we went there, 22, 23, and here we are 31 later.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's an awesome thing. His impact extends beyond the church walls, though, serving as the president of 60 churches under the IMA, what's that stand for, IMA?
Interdenominational Ministers Alliance of Toledo and Vicinity.
Two times fast. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
Okay.
And he works in Toledo Public Schools for at-risk youth. Been doing that for, what, about almost 20 years, hasn't
no,
it? It's been 18?
No. Off and on.
Off and on.
That's
gotcha.
Been off and on.
Gotcha.
Off and on past 5 years now.
Gotcha.
Right before COVID, mm-hmm. And I went on as a regular, and before it was kind of just bouncy.
Gotcha. With TPS.
With TPS, yes, sir.
Reverend Brock's journey began by his influential mentor, as it were, the former pastor, I believe. What was his name again?
Well, a couple of them. Dr. L.H. Newsom, my mm-hmm. father-in-law, great preacher.
Great man of God.
Great encourager. And then Dr. A.L. Roach.
Yes.
Another great man. They all encouraged me and said, yeah. You're somebody. Get your education.
Yes.
Carry my Bible. Carry my gun. No. Carry my grip.
Oh,
so we learned a lot from them, just driving around and keeping your mouth shut.
Yes, and mm-hmm. learn, and mm-hmm. learn. Mm-hmm. I had a great mentor, my late grandfather, Bishop
yes.
Dr. Carl
great man, great
E.
Man.
Mitchell Sr.
Yes, sir.
And pretty much all he did was just listen and learn.
That's right.
And because he was my grandfather, sometimes I got a little bit of discipline.
Right, right.
Hands-on, that's what you call it. But Reverend Brock, tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me on here with all of you. I'm just bowing down right now. I'm thanking the Lord for the moment, and we're so proud of you, Pastor Mitchell, carrying the load that was left on you from the deaths within your family, mm-hmm. and you're keeping it moving in the right direction, and we're just so proud of you as far as the IMA, over 60 churches involved across denominational lines, and not only that, community partners, over 150 community partners who come to our meetings on a regular basis because who you know affect where you grow. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to teach the pastors that terminology. Now, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be president of IMA.
Don't look at me.
But we're excited for the Ministers Alliance because yes. One thing, when Jesus comes back, he's not looking for a denomination.
No, he's not.
And one thing, we as the black church, I'm going to say it honestly, I'm going to say it, mm-hmm. we leaned on the denomination other than leaning on Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's just what I saw mm-hmm. and it's what I heard as a younger preacher. Mm-hmm. And they tried to teach me to teach Jesus. I know you're Baptist, but I know you're Kojic. I yeah. know you teach Jesus. Push Jesus. So I'm thankful for learning those things.
I'd be a witness to that because I remember coming to your church. My neighbor had passed away. Mm-hmm. And he's a good guy. Very, very nice guy. And I was just coming to honor the memory of my neighbor at the funeral. And my father-in-law was in your office. I think you remember this day. And I was just walking back to say hello. And just like clockwork, Pastor Brock's putting me to work.
That's right.
Put me right in the pulpit. I'm like, I wasn't supposed to be saying anything.
You're going to work, baby.
Yeah.
That old song by Prince, let's work.
Yeah.
You catch that.
But bringing people together. And I think that's one of you, if I can say it.
I'm sorry about using the Prince.
No, that's okay. That's
all
okay.
Right.
We're making things relative. But you have a knack for bringing people together. And hopefully that's a compliment to you. From me to you, it's my intent. But I think God's blessed you with the ability to bring folks together. And I've always said something, and I don't know if I should say it publicly here. I'm going to say it today. I always saw you more of that than anything else. If you're pastoring, that's how you pastor. You bring people together.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Oh, perfect, because we're drawing crowd. We're the drawing card for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So if the Lord has given us that gift, we need to utilize it. Especially with our youth, being that they are in such treacherous times, with a lot of single parents trying to raise their children, doing the best they can. We need to be there to encourage them to come, you know, give the invitation, because if we do that for Christ, we'll bless, more than bless. One of our theme of scriptures is Matthew 5:16, and we're talking about lighting it up for the Lord. It's not about us. So often we as pastors all across the country, we think it's about us, and it's not. It's about Christ. It's what
serving.
You do for Christ.
That's right.
Servanthood. So I'm thankful for the younger years that I got beat up when I thought I was a star and I wasn't. And the older preachers like a John McKissick, that ain't it, son. Amen. So I'm thankful for the past training. And even the mentorship of people like Bishop Culp, Dr. John Roberts when he was alive, many others, giants who just feed my ear and encourage my heart to do what's right. They're bringing people together. Hotels, remember, I was in, I'm back in hotels. And during COVID, Marriott in Detroit, who I used to work with, the rent center, they called and said, you got to come help us. And I'm like, oh, you got to pay me. But it's business. But good friends up in Detroit, they had me come back and help them with the hotels. And in result of that, I'm back in the hotel business as well.
Well, that's
as
something
a consultant.
That I think a lot of people might not know about you being in the hospitality industry. Do you think one thing has affected the other over the years?
Now they work together. Now, scripture, Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together. They work together. You just had to keep it in the line. So you won't be overwhelmed. But you can do it. I mean, set it up.
Well, it seems like hospitality, for what I know, because that's been a subset of my employment for many, many years,
right?
In hospitality with Shaner Hospitality, with Bass, who formerly owned Holiday Inn. You learn how to deal with a diverse dichotomy of people and be able to serve anybody, even some of the most ridiculous requests, you know, especially as a concierge. You know, you get paid really good to pretty much serve everybody no matter what they want.
You can't have a thought of, well, I don't like them because they this. It's business. The bottom line is customer service when you're in the hospitality business. You know, I've served Louis Farrakhan, and then I served the KKK. The groups. Whatever they believe, that's on them. But you still have to be professional at what you do. Seriously, I have had them in Toledo and in Detroit. The hotel may be tripping, but we can't trip about it because it's business, and that's their beliefs or whatever they believe in. We have to offer what we're best offering, even in the church.
That's kind of what I was leading to in that statement, that one affecting the other, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. I mean, service is service.
Service is service.
And if we're serving the Most High, as we do in the pastorate and ministry, and we're serving people in customer service, we can't be a respecter of person.
You can't be.
And it's an opportunity, even in the public field. I'll get off my little bit of high horse because it's your your day.
Well, the Bible says, let's whoever will, let them come. So we, the church, want to pick and choose who we want in the church. But COVID changed that. Thank God for whoever is there. You know, you can't pick, well, they're homosexual or they're a lesbian or they're a crack kid. That's who you want. So we can teach them about who Christ is. And because the Bible says all have sinned
and fallen
and
short.
Everybody got some sin.
Oh, yeah.
People just don't know your secret sins and what you're dealing with. But God knows everything.
Oh, yeah.
So the church is different. That we have to present a Christ that's loving to all. And the same in hospitality. It works kind of works hand in hand. You have to show a service that's kind-spirited to all. You know, we're even doing a site inspection today at the Hilton downtown. We're going down there helping them out, the new hotel. It's a beautiful property. We're good people, and I know them from the past. And Brock, we need you. I'm there. I'll sign the contract.
Well, they need the Brock smile. You need to get that copyright.
So we're excited to be able to make a difference for Christ. And what we do, you know, in this business, we want to teach the younger generation that the business be successful and be who you, the best you that you can be. Use the gift. Stir it up. Use it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think is, a lot of people know of you. What is something that people might not know about Reverend Brock?
I'm a gym rat. I go to the rec center. I know University is, they're one of our partners. Uh-huh. Who you know will get you in the dough. Yeah. And they give me a pass because they're our partners. And I go up to the rec center and I like to play basketball with the young fellas. I can't do like they do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little older now. Yeah. But at the same time.
Jump shot.
Right. Cut that jumper, baby. I'm going to foul the hell out of you. Come to the hole, you're getting hit Detroit Pistons
oh,
way.
Oh, boy. But no dunks anymore.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. But no, we have a lot of fun. The kids love it. They call me Pastor. Mm-hmm. They call me OG. Call me Rev. They have much respect.
Yes.
When they see me on the court, they stop the cussing, the fussing. So the university wants me to come over. And even the university, who came to our luncheon that we had, and he said, Pastor, invite some of the, give them, I'm going to give them guest passes. I'll give them the award to be able to come over. I'm going to give them certificates to be able to come over the card for the rec center. Because we need you all in our population to encourage the kids.
Yeah.
So I love going to the gym.
Actually, have you ever been a referee?
No, ain't
you
got
never
time
have.
For that. Don't, ain't nobody got time for that. I'd rather have the ball in my hand.
I've seen you referee.
No, yeah, in IMA.
Oh my
in IMA.
And you're good.
I had to tell our preacher, all right, now calm down, calm down.
Yeah, yeah, multiples.
Because we had to be fair, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it's not about that. It's about us making sure our community gets the information that we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people can get their points across without having to.
Yeah, be professional.
Yeah.
Just trying to teach them. You get your platform.
Yeah.
We had to hear you.
Yeah.
They may not agree with
and,
you.
And I got to give you credit, too, because we've had at the IMA, which I'm a member, full disclosure, a diversity of guests. Now, we've had quite a few people from one side or the other, but everybody gets an opportunity to speak and share their ideas. And that's what our community should be reflective of if we're really going to be effective in it. And I know I'm giving my opinion, but I think it's a valid one. We should hear from everybody. If we truly care about everybody, we should hear from them, because we don't know how to serve them until we hear from them.
That's right. You know, it's about us being able to give a platform to somebody who may not know how to present or to make a platform for themselves, just teaching.
Yeah.
And the younger generation, the young lady who came to the pastor's meeting said I helped her about 20 years ago off and on with the public schools. And she said I got her out of trouble 15, 20 years ago. And she's an attorney.
That's amazing.
I was like, girl, where my money at? You got my money?
Oh,
she
my
started
goodness.
Laughing. She said, Pastor Brock, you're crazy. I said, yeah, I am, but I still want my money.
Oh, my goodness.
But she's doing well. Wow. Those are the moments that you really want.
That's the payment
encourage.
Right there.
Yeah. Want to encourage. And when, you know, when you look at your family, your kids, when we look at our kids and be like, you got a master's degree?
Yeah.
Go get it. The world belongs to you. Oh, you can do whatever you want to do.
Or a simple thank you from, from your child. My my eldest son, Carl the IV, he just wanted to call me and give gratitude for some of the things that I forgot about. You know, in my younger years, we were in concert promotions as an aside and other things. And my oldest son was with me most of the time. And he just called me to say thank you. And he's like 30 now. That is some of the best stuff ever, so I can definitely relate to that.
There's a word of encouragement.
Yeah.
We all need it.
Yes, we
do. I mean, this young man is amazing, amazing. I mean, you're amazing, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak on this platform with the voices, and I'm just excited about what's to come for you as a man of God. You know, I appreciate you even helping me with the hotel business. I know that with the Hilton, I'm going to be having site inspections with the community and inviting them over there. You know, but it's bigger than just the Hilton or what we're doing. It's countrywide, being a traveling agent, but only deal with conventions. I don't deal with airlines. I don't deal with ones or twos. I deal with just group business.
Yeah.
So it's a difference. Yeah. But we're excited about it. And even with the schools, we're excited to see our children go a positive way to have the kids stop at the church and say, Pastor, you need your grass cut. I got it.
Yeah.
Who are you? No, you helped me too 3 years ago. Yeah. And they cut the grass.
That's amazing.
And they don't want any money. I get somebody get out of prison. When we go in prison, we were visiting into the prisons. And the prisoner gets out. And he has a lawn company. He stopped and say, knock on the door. I got you. Like, we got somebody to cut the grass. That's
okay.
We
have coming to this program. He was not expunged. There's a word that escapes me today, but nevertheless, the former president of the United States allowed him out of prison, based on his doing well in prison, as much as you can do well in prison. It's mostly survival. And today in Toledo has a restaurant. And he kept his promise. He said that what he did, what he learned to do in prison, he's going to do when he got here, and he kept his promise. And there's another gentleman, I think Dr. Sam had on the radio as well. Same thing. It's wonderful to see the results of the things that you've done for people in their lives that you might have forgotten about.
Right.
And I love that testimony. But before we get out of here today, as a role model, I know that's a big word for you.
Oh, Lord. I get rolled on all the time.
Oh, my goodness. And I know you deal with some interesting people, especially in the school system as well. How do you see your legacy as a mentor and influence here in Toledo, Ohio, continuing the work that God has for you throughout the rest of your time here on earth? What do you think your legacy is, and what would you like for it to be?
The Bible, Job said, my witness is in heaven and my record is on high. So I'm going to let God do that. And then the teaching that I'm doing, I'm teaching a church and teaching the community that it's not about us. It's about the glory to God. And we live in such a time where everybody think, I'm
it's
it.
All about me. Yeah.
I'm it.
Yeah.
And we've seen many mighty giants fall.
Oh, yes.
In the faith world. And so that's a question that I can't answer. Right now, you know, I'm going to let the works that I do speak for me. I'm going to continue. We helped the little girl who got arrested. They say they didn't arrest her, but she got arrested because she had to go to court.
Yeah.
But got her off of that. I called her father. I said, we're going to take care of this. Her father was a nice man, is a nice man. And her dad, he thanked me. He was calm, and what was powerful about that moment was the little girl said, I'm calling my daddy.
Wow.
She didn't say, I'm going to call the pimp. She didn't say, I'm going to call the drug pusher.
Yeah.
She said, I'm calling my daddy.
Wow.
She got on that phone, called her father. But we did help her and talk to the mayor, and he did drop everything so the baby didn't have to go to court. She's 19 years old. Stuff like that we'll continue to do. We do a lot of that.
Yeah.
We even with the church, we something called taking it to the streets, where we go around praying where there's gun violence. And wherever there's gun violence, we pray.
Yeah.
People like, you know, with gangs say, they going to get you. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I was in Detroit. Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about you.
Well, so, it helps that you have video evidence of anything that transpires.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. No, I'm not worried. You can't fear it.
No,
you we're going. We go into wherever the Lord sends. We just have to watch what time you go. You can't go at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But you know, we go. We pray with our media team, and it's not about us. It's all about the Lord. And I'm gonna let the Lord write that record, and I'm gonna let the Lord answer that question, because we get to a point where we. I become arrogant.
Yes.
And we become someone that we don't need to be when we do that. David was humble. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I fear thee, for thou with me, thy rod. And it wasn't about him. It was still about God.
Oh, yeah.
So we live in times where we need to keep it about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And just encouraging the church, encouraging the pastors, encouraging the ministers, the prophets, the fivefold ministry. Some folks say that don't exist. Well, then if the Bible says if you take it out.
Yeah.
Or if you add, you curse. So I'm not touching it.
Yeah.
Some folk argue and fuss about woman preachers. That ain't on me. I know some awesome woman preachers. So, you know, they got to keep doing what they're doing. And we're not judges. So if we stay humble, we let God be the judge. So I'll let God judge that.
That sounds like a legacy right there. Well, you said it without saying it, but you said it anyway.
Let God judge it. Let God judge it. You know, I was blessed to have the best training.
Yes.
Where I was 21 as a deacon.
Yeah.
Then a minister. I was young. L.H. Newsom. Mm-hmm. John McKissick. Yes. You know who John McKissick was? Did you know John McKissick? Oh, my God. L.H. Newsom. Pastor Roach, A.L. Roach. Those older preachers, they walked with Dr. Martin Luther King. He would come in town and Pastor Roach would meet him. Oh. I got pictures of them together. I mean, some giants who trained me.
Yes.
S.L. Jones in Detroit, Michigan. I mean, I'd be in Detroit. He said, take your butt back home. Little boy, you running around too much. You ain't no star.
Well, did you realize that it was training at the time?
No.
Yeah.
No. I was just trying to marry Pastor Newsom's daughter. I'm trying to give me a wife.
Well, it worked.
Because my wife told me when I announced my call, she said, ain't nobody called you but my daddy. You need not do it. Daddy called you.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
No, your daddy didn't call me. But no, you know, I'm blessed because of training. And then those giants died 25, 30 years ago.
It didn't seem like it, but you're
They're
right.
gone.
Yeah.
Look at your dad. Your granddad, a giant.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're going to be with the Lord. But what they left in us gives us the endurance, because so many preachers have quit during the past 4 years. Over 5,000 preachers, they said a month, were quitting.
Yeah.
I can understand why.
Oh, yeah.
Church ain't no joke.
No, it isn't.
Church is a beast. And there's been many days I say, oh, I'm next.
Yeah.
But you can't. There's no discharge.
Yeah.
And many of us think that is regards to age. No, that's regard to service.
That's it.
So there's no discharge. I'm thankful, because if you handle God's business, he'll take care of yours.
Amen to that.
If you give to the poor, you lend into the Lord, and God going to pay you double for your struggle.
Oh, yeah. Both here and
Hallelujah.
After.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. But we thank God for that. Truly do we thank you for joining us today on the Voices of Legacy. You shared the legacy. You did answer the question, but also the responsibility of legacy. And that's a great responsibility. I personally don't take it lightly, and doesn't sound like you do either. We're here to serve one another. Whether you're a pastor, minister, or not, your legacy is written every day that you live.
Order My Steps is the song, right?
That's it. Well, don't get me singing here. I think we need to bring the organ every time we have a minister on the Voices.
And
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Brock, for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
To the Voices of Legacy today on WGTE. We are graced with your presence, and we're thankful for your story. And I think it'll be a blessing to all that hear it. Thank you for listening to the Voices of Legacy. This is your friend, Pastor Carl Mitchell, the third, your host of this program. We want you to go to wgte.org/legacy to like, share, subscribe, and hear all of our past podcasts and our future podcasts. Be a friend and join with us in the Voices of Legacy, where you're writing your own legacy every day that you live. Have a blessed day.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners and administered by the Arts Commission.